Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rack and Yak.
It's time for What Mark Heard on Saturday Suckage with Mark Grody and Steve Rosenblum.
Boy, everyone is stupid except me.
Indeed. Welcome in, welcome back. Steve Rosenblum, Mark Grody, Saturday Suckage. We will take you up to the bonus time, the extra innings, Parkins and Spiegel show. Live poolside, Circa Las Vegas. It'll be 3 hours of a Bears-Raiders preview. 4 hours, counting what we're about to do now in our near-award-winning segment, What Mark Heard. So, Mark, what you heard is...
Well, Steve, I am getting some information right now, a little bit of news here that I will try to tweet out if you keep talking. But
I can
the Bears
certainly keep talking.
Yeah. Hold on, but I'll give you the news, and then I'll need a second here to do my job. But I have been told that the Bears have placed running back David Montgomery on injured reserve. Remember, that's 3 weeks in this era. They have activated Danny Trevathan from IR. That's big. Akeem Hicks did not travel with the team. He has been downgraded to out, and the Bears have also flexed. I love that. They have flexed running back Ryan Nall from the practice squad for Sunday's game. In other words, he could be active for the game. So a lot going on with the Bears, and I'll need a moment here.
All right. Then that means no Akeem Hicks, but an Eddie Goldman who at some point this week thought he looked at the tape and said, I didn't suck as much as I thought I sucked. That was pretty much it. So Eddie Goldman being better, Kim Hicks not being there, Khalil Mack being motivated, Robert Quinn playing much better, and Danny Trevathan getting in there with the... I just see this defense... losing Hicks is huge. But the other pieces around there, Sean Desai, will I just see more the way Cam Ellis is talking, more exotic blitzes, more exotic games, more ways to get to Derek Carr to hurry up his clock, and by hitting him, make him a little gun shy. That's what Bosa seemed to indicate when the Chargers got to him and made him a different quarterback than the one who was lighting everything up early in the year.
You know what I want to see more of while we continue to vamp for Mark Grody here, Steve?
what Mark wrote.
That's
Mark tweeted.
Yeah. I loved a couple weeks ago, and I haven't gone back to watch the film as closely for the Lions game, but I loved when they lined up Robert Quinn and Khalil Mack on the same side. Like that, I feel like that just creates a nightmare for... Especially the way Quinn is playing this year, Like, that's got to be just a nightmare for if Derek Carr lines up and he sees that, like, you're immediately having to, you know, switch protections, switch your running lanes, like that throws off, I think, the entire plan for the offense.
And knowing it running back can't be expected to block him. You're gonna suddenly, if you had a play call where your tight end was your first read, no, now he's blocking. Now he's getting in the way of one of those two guys, whichever one the tackle can't handle.
Derek Carr's just going to walk down their line to Darren Waller. You're blocking. You're blocking on this play.
Yes, that's right.
Wow. You and you are double-teaming Khalil Mack on this play.
Yes, right. And the other one of you is hit Robert Quinn. And the rest of them, I don't know. But I just see them being – I see Sean Desai having the chance to be – more aggressive, no matter what he learned at the feet of Vic Fangio. This is the kind of quarterback that kind of demands that, and he ought to go over and demand that Bill Lazor run the ball so his guys can blitz, and when they get off the field after three plays, they get time to rest, and they're a better defense if the Bears can run the ball. Now, Mark, are you back?
I'm back. I've done my other job when I'm not hosting with Steve Rosenblum. And why don't we start with the defense? And Khalil Mack specifically, he spoke to us yesterday for the first time in a while. And, he's besties with Derek Carr. But he did bring up a really interesting thing. He's been sacked a lot this year, but there's one part of it, one area where he's hard to sack, and Khalil Mack brought it up. I thought it was really poignant yesterday.
I see a lot of growth. I see a lot of growth, especially when they're sending a lot of people at him. He gets the ball out, and he's hitting his targets at a very high rate. And these guys that he got have a lot of speed, and they catch the ball and stride and take off. And so it's going to be a good challenge for us this week.
Yeah, he is one of the least sacked quarterbacks on the blitz. He's really good when they're bringing blitz pressure. In other words, you got to be patient with him, and if you are, you can get to him. He's been sacked 12 times this year. But as far as running some of like the Roquan, you know, linebacker blitz, bringing him, that may not be as good of an idea as one might think. So I thought that was pretty poignant on Khalil Mack's part. You can get him, but don't get him with too much pressure.
Yeah, the quick release and the knowledge, the experience, the success of throwing to the spot vacated by the blitzer, that's something you kind of grow into. And we saw the problem with not knowing where the free runners come, or we saw it with Justin Fields, but we expect him to improve on that, and you've seen Derek Carr improve on that. But still, the problem with that is, it seems to me, and Khalil Mack kind of indicated it, the guys he's throwing to are fast. So even if it's a 5-yard pass, it could still be a 40-yard play because the subtext was, or the indication was, he's hitting him in stride. Right.
Mm-hmm. And they had that. They had the, what was it, against Baltimore? They had the walk off win on a blitz, and I don't remember who it was. Maybe Ruggs, because he's your speed guy, Henry Ruggs, and we saw, you know, Hunter Renfro. He's what Ditka would call. He's just a good football player, Hunter
he's
Renfro.
A good football player.
Right, special teams, and as a slot receiver, so be ready, Duke Shelley or whomever is in the slot on this day. We shall see.
Yeah, there was an Aaron Rodgers-ness about that particular play, that game. It's like, okay, you're going to bring this. I see this. I got you beat. And yeah, there was an Aaron Rodgers-ness, which is what the Bears could be facing. But I'm just not quite the believer that this doesn't scare me the way Aaron Rodgers does. As despite the growth you've seen in Derek Carr, I don't know if the Bears will win. I think there's a renewed. And I know they'd be a horrible Lions team, and basically Justin Fields did worse than Mitch Trubisky against the Lions. I mean, that was one of the teams that Trubisky owned. But I just sense something. I don't know why. I sense a jolt. Maybe it was the idea they named a quarterback and they started stopped screwing around. And it seems to me that would be something that would go over well in the locker room, especially with the defense. I mean, I thought Robert Quinn's statement early in the week about why he leaped off the bench when the Bears took the ball. They won the coin toss. They took the ball and I marked 75 yards, and he leaps off the bench and says, "Hey, we got a lead." Which, like, you know, it's so honest and it's so embarrassing to his head coach, but it's such an honest reaction. That one of the other things about Justin Fields being named number one quarterback is that the defense probably loves this.
Yeah,
right?
Gives them a chance. Like, so, they don't know what's going to happen, but it's got to be better than what's been happening.
Yes, that's right. Okay. All right, what's next?
I got another Khalil Mack, and I kind of thought that the whole – every player, when you go back and play your old team, you feel it a little bit. But that, I got to tell you, that narrative is alive and well in the brain of Khalil Mack. Take a listen.
Your team didn't want to do well against the team that traded you?
You say, is it human nature? Would it be human nature for you?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Going back to Derek Carr, have you texted with him at all this week or anything? And what's it
not
like?
This week. Not this week. We're not too friendly during the week of, but at the same time, it's always conversations we have, more so now about our kid, well, my kid and his kids, plural. And so, just talking about fatherhood and enjoying that process.
Back to the human nature thing, if you want to do well against your old team, of course. Do you still feel the 2019 game then, where you guys played them in London and obviously lost?
I mean, yeah, it's obviously something that you look at when you study the film and understand what they wanted to do and the message they wanted to send. And so it's our job to know what type of team we're going against and knowing the attitude of the head coach that's over there and understanding who we're about to face.
What was the message they were sending? Was it?
Regardless of what kind of message they wanted to send, is what we felt on our side, and understanding that we gotta be the ones to make them feel us.
In that game, it seemed like Gruden's goal was to not let you beat them. He made that apparent. Like that was.
Yeah.
I know a lot of teams prepare for you that way, but did you feel the difference in that game the way they were treating you?
In a way, it was a lot of hockey things that happened during that game as well. And so, not really focusing on the past too much, just getting ready for this next one and making the most of this next opportunity that we have to win a game.
Are you expecting a little bit of the same, just knowing that Gruden's still there?
I don't care. I don't care what they, you know what I'm saying, what they do. I just know I'll be ready for it.
You were smiling with the Gruden stuff. Do you think that he was personally making sure in that game that you did not have a great day just because of the trade and everything?
You said, I really don't care what they was trying to do to me personally. I just want to go out and put team in a position to win.
Mack had, in that game in 2019, he was just taken out of the game. 3 tackles, ooh, 0 sacks. And then the part that made it painful, I think, for Bears fans in that game was then rookie Josh Jacobs, who, you know, they drafted as part of one of their number one picks for Khalil Mack, had 123 yards rushing and 2 TDs, and he is now, I think, pretty healthy.
Yes, that was... Well, I expected the previous game to be brought up, and it wasn't just the trade. It was the way he got handled in that game, and I gotta believe he had been itching for another shot at them, and now he gets it as, you know, presumably healthier and with a better guy on the other side of the line. And like Trash Panda said earlier, lining them on both sides, you know, there are other chess games that can be played, and it's not just what Gruden does to him. It's here's what we're going to do to your quarterback, John Gruden. And I like that possibility. If you're, because of the way it resounds to a team, when your best player is that kind of hyped and motivated and presumably performing, then everybody's going to be afraid not to do something to something comparable. To do
correct
everything they can to be up there with them. And I think there's the team-wide effect of what Khalil Mack brings will be evident. I would expect that to be evident. That's one of the reasons I think that the Bears are I'm giving them a better chance than normal because of that factor and what you just played, hearing Khalil Mack. Don't you think that's a different sounding guy than you might have heard in other weeks, right?
Totally. Like, this was, I said to one of my colleagues yesterday, right after he left the podium, I said, that Khalil Mack was really good today. And, you know, like I said, like he's never been mean to the media. He just doesn't like doing it usually. And yesterday, he seemed to enjoy doing it. So, I mean, he was smiling,
yes.
You know? He was sitting up straight. He was leaning into the microphone a little bit. So he seemed to be thoroughly enjoying it. And, yeah, like I said, like when Fishbane asked the question about him and sort of the personal thing that was going on, he was smiling. And, you know, like even when he wasn't laughing, like I could tell you, there was a big grin on his face. So there was some, like... There was some, I guess you call it, in-game gamesmanship going on between John Gruden and Khalil Mack, and I expect that to continue.
Yeah, the smile was the subtext. I expect What Mark Heard to continue. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the rest of our near award-winning segment, and we'll try to stay on time here, just on the off chance that Parkins and Spiegel actually wake up in Las Vegas to do the show as we near... Mitch Rosen's treasured end to this show. So, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Necessary to have the conversation about the temptations of Vegas?
I have not gone there with the guys. It's definitely a valid question by you. But at the same point in time, I hope our guys are mature enough and understand enough to be smart. And I think that's why we also have that curfew.
They're not. They're 20-something and they're in Vegas, baby. Vegas! Welcome back. Matt Nagy giving them, tucking them in, to be asleep by 8 o'clock. All right, so we're doing What Mark Heard, our near award-winning segment, but we have breaking Packers news that affects the Bears.
Yeah.
Jaire Alexander, the only cornerback the Packers really could rely on, has been placed on IR. This comes 8 days before the Bears will play the Packers. Oh, baby, is everything setting up. So the Bears have now won one in a row, right? Detroit counts as one in a row, even though they might be relegated, right? And then the Raiders game tomorrow, Khalil Mack will score two touchdowns, and the Bears will win two in a row. Then, with no cornerbacks, with no defensive backfield, Justin Fields will set a Bears team record for passing yards against the Packers, so that will be three in a row. Then the Buccaneers, and the Bears own Tom Brady. Brady can't even count.
Yeah,
crazy idea, guys. Do they consider starting Nick Foles against the Buccaneers? Because apparently Tom Brady can't beat Nick Foles.
He's in his head. He's in his head.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, no, look, I know, crazy idea. I'm all for Justin Fields. I was ecstatic when they named him the permanent starter. But Nick Foles kind of owns Tom Brady. So, you know, just Foles-y. For consideration.
Trash Panda, go back to talking about the marathon, okay?
Sorry, guys. Sorry.
And if you did not hear the Bears news today, too, Akeem Hicks didn't travel the team. Danny Trevathan activated. I expect that Alec Ogletree will still start at middle linebacker, but we'll see. David Montgomery placed on injured reserve, so that's 3 weeks automatically without Montgomery. And Ryan Nall could play in Sunday's game. He was at least flexed from the practice squad for Sunday's game.
So then after they own Tom Brady comes the 49ers, who will be completely discombobulated by then.
Right.
And then the Steelers, and they're done. Big Ben's done. We just hope
they suck.
You know, if you're a Bears fan, you hope he's still playing. And then the Ravens, look, if Max Crosby can sack Lamar Jackson twice, then Khalil Mack can sack him four times, two of them for touchdowns. So suddenly you got the Bears, the Lions, one in a row, line one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. So the Bears with a seven-game winning streak heading into Thanksgiving, and they play Lions again.
Yeah.
And that's eight in a row, and now you're looking at the Bears winning the Stanley Cup. I think
Steve's drinking the Kool-Aid.
He's on board with Jaire Alexander, you know? That's the way.
After the Thanksgiving game, by the way, that's going to be the showdown. Here's your NFC Finals preview with Arizona, who's really good. So, yeah, December 5th, all of a sudden, you got to circle that game.
Yeah, all of a sudden, you want to crown their ass.
Yeah.
Crown their ass.
I love it.
We had them, and we let them off the hook.
All right,
I felt
buddy.
That way about the White Sox yesterday in the first inning.
If you want to crown them, then crown their
Okay.
But never gets old.
We thought they were.
Never gets old.
Yeah, unfortunately, Tony Russo, what he thought. Well, actually, we didn't think he would botch the bullpen so badly. But let's talk Bears, much more optimistic. We resume What Mark Heard.
Steve, I know you're a guy who likes storytelling sometimes, and there was a story told by Bill Lazor in the midst of, I don't remember if I left the question on, so I will give you the context. I asked Bill Lazor about, hey man, it seems like Justin Fields really digs you because of your calm demeanor when you are on the headset. Take a listen.
Long time ago, I had a coach I worked for who was a veteran coach. I'd say of all the people I ever worked with or for, he was the offensive coordinator, but his name was Don Bro. And he had coached at University of Texas for Daryl Royal. And Don would get excited. He, of all the people that I'd coached with, and I've coached with some excellent coaches, all great human beings. And a lot of them, at the time I coached for them, were older. I guess just the way it worked. You know, Coach Gibbs and his whole staff had come out of retirement. Coach Bro was the offensive coordinator. He told us, he was very excitable, Don was, on game day, whatever. And so he told the story, he was at the University. I think he was with Coach Daryl Royal, I think. I probably should have looked it up before I tell the story. But he's on game day, so the play happened, and he was yelling on the headset. Coach said, Don said, Coach, you know, it should have been interference or whatever he was yelling at. He was yelling. And Don said he was old. He still is. said, Don, do you know that we put a man on the moon?
He said, I got quiet. I said,
yeah, coach. He said, Don, you know, when he was talking back to Houston, he was talking just about like I'm talking to you. He had a hell of a lot more on the line than a football game.
That was a good lesson.
Now, Don told the story. He's the one that needed it. Now I know why.
There you go. The background of the calm. You like that?
Yeah. I love it. That's great. Daryl Royal in the heat of his just calming his guy down, not, you know, jumping up, yelling, shut up. Right. I love that. That's great. We put a man on the moon. And then he pauses. Bill Lazor did an excellent job with the pacing of the whole story. And
yeah, I thought you'd like that.
A well-learned lesson. I like that. That's great. And I could see why he wouldn't want excitable boy Matt Nagy yelling in his ears. Again, that's the stuff coming out with Matt Nagy not calling plays is I don't know how many daggers Matt Nagy feels he has been stuck with, but I've come to believe he defines himself by play calling. And every one of these things, like, he's too excitable for the quarterback that they went out, they traded up for. And this quarterback learns better, responds better, plays better with a guy like Bill Lazor, who's just talking in this tone of voice, and here's the play, and throw a touchdown. I think these comments hurt Matt Nagy, and we saw the defensiveness of him about being questioned about who called the plays. And I think he defines himself that way, which is...
I do, too. And I honestly don't blame him. I mean, that's why he was hired. I mean, he was hired because he is a good offensive mind, and he came in with a big barrel of play calls, and he has admitted to us that he loves calling plays. So, you know, I mean, he has taken that away from himself, and it's gotta hurt. But this is better for the Bears, and he recognizes that. And I don't expect that to change this year. So that's that from so much for that, as Grobber would say, from Bill Lazor. Let's move on to Allen Robinson, and this is part of an exclusive interview that I did for our pregame show for tomorrow, a one-on-one. So just a little excerpt from my conversation with Allen Robinson, who was, you know, although I made one huge catch last week, he mostly was a blocker last week. Let's take a quick listen to this.
You mentioned that Justin Fields is a guy that likes to make big plays. You're a guy that likes to make big plays. Those have been hard to come by so far this year. Has that been frustrating for you at all?
I think it's always a little frustrating as a player, as a unit, or as a team when you aren't able to do the things that you may necessarily want to do. I don't think frustration is a bad thing at all in that sense. I think frustration comes with correction, you know, wanting to be better, wanting to play better. That if anybody wasn't frustrated or was satisfied at this point as far as the offense, then I think we would have bigger issues, you know. But seeing that guys aren't satisfied with what's going on and seeing that guy still have that fire under them to want to improve, you know, that's what you like to see.
Yeah, Steve, and I was talking to Cam Ellis about this earlier, and I'll ask you the question. And Allen Robinson is a team guy, and there has been he has not stepped out of that any way, shape, or form. But how long can it go on with Allen Robinson being low volume and not a bigger part of the pass catching part of the offense?
I don't expect it to go on very much longer. And I think what happens is that whatever other teams do to Allen Robinson has certainly created opportunities for Darnell Mooney, right?
Yes.
And
yes,
we haven't even talked about the tight ends who will become new best friends with Justin Fields. And the other thing that makes Allen Robinson much more dangerous as it goes on, as you're talking about, Justin Fields is going to feel more, I don't know what he felt before, but he should feel more relaxed. It's my job. I can make a mistake. A lot of times in the situation you're in, if I make one mistake, I'm going to get pulled. You're afraid to make the mistake. You're not playing free and easy, and you're much better playing that way. he's much better at escaping the pocket and staying behind the line and giving his receivers time. And I think that's something that Allen Robinson will come to, will find himself open, make himself open. And I think that will create many more opportunities for chunk plays, and Allen Robinson will be able to show out the rest of the season.
Yeah, and I think even going into this game, they better be prepared for John Gruden and those who run the Raiders defense to be very aware of Darnell Mooney. And perhaps, you know, like obviously most game plans defensively when they play the Bears, it's what can we do to take away Allen Robinson. There will be more attention on Darnell Mooney, which one would suspect could then open up opportunities for Allen Robinson, and we shall see if that is the case. And he eventually will get his, but it's a weird year for Allen Robinson with wanting to be the good soldier, as he always is and has been, and I assume will continue to be, but he's got a lot at stake after this season in terms of what's next for him. So that's the story of Allen Robinson. And now, Steve, I have another excerpt from another exclusive one-on-one interview I did that will be played tomorrow on the pregame show with Robert Quinn, who has been very good this year. And I got into some personal stuff with Robert Quinn. Take a listen to this. Ooh.
Did you learn how important mental health is and being spiritually right last year?
I mean, yes and no. I mean, of course, if you're not in a right mental state, a lot of bad things can happen. But I think when you're not in the right mental space, you start carrying a lot of unnecessary weight that you probably shouldn't. Either if you overcome it and you look back, you realize how minute the problems actually really was. But at the time, they seemed so, you know, huge. So luckily, I have some great people in my corner that allow me to take a step back and just take a step back from life and just focus on myself and make sure I was happy first before I try to make anyone else happy. So, you know, that's pretty much it.
And Robert Quinn has never revealed, Steve, specifically what was going on with him in terms of, you know, spiritual matters and some mental health things. But he has absolutely shut down any sort of excuses physically for how badly he played last year. And the more I hear him talk and the more conversations I have with him, it was real that there was something going on in his brain last year that wasn't working and allowing him to play better. And sometimes I don't buy that stuff, but in the case of Robert Quinn, I do.
Well, he sounds very matter-of-fact and willing to, without revealing everything, there's a certain amount of vulnerability that he is generous enough to reveal that it was something, whether it was mental, emotional, however that part of his health compared to his physical health. And certainly he's playing like the player the Bears thought they were paying for and hoped to get last year, and they're getting him now, and that still works. They're still paying him, and he's producing, and he's doing it matter-of-factly. So credit to him. That's to be able to. Some people spend their whole lives, don't get it all figured out, don't even want to deal with it. And you know, there's something right about a professional athlete. We've certainly been around them for all of our careers, and you see there's a lot of athletes have a bulletproof mentality, a fear of being vulnerable, a fear of revealing anything except that these thoughts of greatness and performing and no one can stop me and all of the stuff that runs counter to really a form of mental therapy, right? And
yeah,
here he is without revealing specifics, and I'll certainly respect his privacy there, but he's certainly been vulnerable and open about dealing with something deep within him, and apparently resolved it and continuing to resolve it. That's a terrific accomplishment.
Absolutely, and at every turn too, during the preseason, when he wasn't necessarily talking about mental health, he basically anybody that wanted to ask him about last year, he essentially said, I was bad last year. There's no way to spin it. I was bad, and there's no excuse. But now the more we ask and press, we find out that there were probably some issues off of the field that he was dealing with that affected his play. I also like Robert Quinn. Chances in the game tomorrow for a couple of reasons. As I pointed out earlier, Vegas has allowed 12 sacks this year. Also, one thing that we didn't mention is that Vegas is 31st in rushing. Now, Josh Jacobs had been hurt. He's been banged up. He did play against the Chargers. I think he had, 40 yards rushing, but that they were playing catch-up, so I understand that. Jacobs did burn the Bears in 2019, but if they can continue to get the pass rush going that they have had without blitzing, that portends really well for the Bears tomorrow.
Yes, and that will come down to a guy in the middle. I think we should talk about that. We sort of had an Eddie Goldman evolution, didn't we, this week? We had a wasn't as bad as he thought it was kind of moment. Eddie Goldman talking about that?
Yeah. He said, we asked him about his game yesterday, about the Detroit game, the first time he'd played since late 2019. Yeah. And he said that in the midst of the game, he felt like he was not playing well. He said he then went back and watched the tape and analyzed it and said, okay, I played better than I thought. And Eddie's an interesting dude, man. Like, he's a man of few words. Ooh. It's hard to know what he's enthusiastic about, like, in terms of the line of questioning. And I asked him simply, I said, do you expect to be part of the game more, as in more snaps? And he just said, yep. That I hope that is the case, and it seems like Hicks and Goldman never play together. You know what I mean? Like, whether it was 2019 yeah, when Hicks went down in London against the Raiders, coincidentally, or Eddie Goldman sitting out the season because of COVID and now dueling injuries that they've had. It's like, it feels like these guys just have not been on the field at the same time enough. But, you know, hopefully we start to see the real Eddie Goldman in this game, because we didn't get a full dose of Goldman against Detroit.
Well, you're going to get a bigger dose, it sounds like, according to tight-lipped Eddie, and they will need it without Akeem Hicks in there, and like you'd declare, like you'd brought us the news that Danny Trevathan would be activated, and there's reason for, as they get faster, there's reason for hope. And
yeah, there is.
The loss of Akeem Hicks and a pumped up Khalil Mack. You know what I'm really expecting? Like, he sounded like, I envisioned him playing based on what he sounded like he did that first half against Green Bay, the first Bears game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Wrecked.
You know
things.
What? He's going to feel that. There's no doubt about it, man. Like it, getting into Khalil Mack's head is difficult, too. But I think we got in there a little bit. And he really wants a piece of the Raiders.
He welcomed you. He welcomed you guys in. He put out some snacks for you guys, poured you guys
a drink,
and then let you see. Yeah, there you go.
He did.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we might or might not talk with Parkinson Spiegel. They might or might not be awake. We are leading up to the most prized part of Saturday's suckage, according to Mitch Rosen. Spilkus is looking forward to the end of the show, at which point the spectacular broadcasting event with Sparkins and Spiegel, or the Parkins and Spiegel show, which will be broadcasting from 2 to 5 from the Circus Swim at the Circa Las Vegas Resort. And it is just a massive thing. Bears Raiders preview. They will be broadcasting live downtown Las Vegas. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Welcome in, welcome back. Steve Rosenblum, Mark Rohde, Saturday Suckage, leading you up to Parkins and Spiegel broadcast spectacular from the Circa Resort, the Circus Swim, poolside, Circa Las Vegas. And it is a massive, massive thing, and it's quite the show. It's in the on Fremont Street. That's the new Fremont Street experience. It's just going into the Circa, and the world's largest sports book. That is a thing, right, where I think the Las Vegas Club used to be there, right next to the, across the street from the Union Plaza, but it just dwarfs everything. They are there from, they will be broadcasting after us from 2 to 5 today, and they'll be doing lots of Bears, Raiders. I don't know if this will play a part of it. I don't know how familiar you are with this story that sort of came out overnight, Mark, but John Gruden, despicable.
Yep.
And there was, understand the NFL was investigating the Washington football team for workplace misconduct. And much of the details of that, much of the stories were had come out. But in going through the emails, this fell outside what they expected to find. Then working for ESPN 10 years ago, John Gruden had emailed Bruce Allen, who was then team president of the Washington football team, and was talking about the lockout. Management locked out the players. Teams locked out the players. And Gruden apparently was angry about the direction the union was taking. And in his email, he says, Domboris Smith, meaning Domboris Smith, the leader of the NFLPA, Domboris Smith has lips the size of Michelin tires. That's what he wrote in the email that was reviewed by the Wall Street Journal. It is unbelievable, but it's believable. That it's not unbelievable that somebody would hold this, and it's not unbelievable that somebody would write this and feel, we're just talking about people feeling bulletproof. But this was uncovered in that investigation. The NFL spokesman Brian McCarthy issued a statement. The email from John Gruden denigrating Domboris Smith is appalling, abhorrent, and wholly contrary to the NFL's values. We condemn the statement and regret any harm that its publication may inflict on Mr. Smith or anyone else. So, again, so there's a despicability about that. I don't know what affects his team, because there are players on that team maybe looking around going, what does this guy think of? How racist is this guy?
Right,
he's telling
right.
me what to do.
Exactly. I would imagine your credibility goes down a notch, and or how you look them in the eye. I'd be very curious as to how John Gruden's players are reacting to that.
And how it could affect tomorrow's game. Again, the Bears win their second in a row, and then no more Jair Alexander, that's three in a row, and they own Tom Brady, that's four in a row. San Francisco is going to go with three quarterbacks, none of them could play. And it just keeps adding up. They'll play Detroit, they'll win eight in a row, and they're going to win the Stanley Cup. So get down on it now. In fact, place a bet in Vegas at the world's largest sports book, and we go poolside to Vegas. Danny Parkins and Matt Spiegel. Are you guys awake? Or did Shane just put headphones on you guys and hold you pour coffee in your lap?
Yeah, I'm awake and hungover, Rosie.
Vegas the right way.
Yeah, but, you know, it's also legal out here now. So the Wake and Bake Club, you know, who knows what's happening? Everything's possible today, Rosie. And we are poolside at Stadium Swim. Is it still morning for us? Yeah, good morning, Speaks.
Good morning, Danny. Good morning, Rosie. So here's the deal, Rosie. Yesterday, you know, I'm the adult, obviously, in the room. We know this. So
are you?
I'm here. Just go with the bit. So okay. I'm here yesterday. And we're on the air at 12 local time. At about 9:15, Shane is here, Mitch is here, Engineer is here, 9 promo people putting up, you know, giant cardboard cutouts of us, which look lovely, and banners and such, like 3 hours before showtime. Today, I get here at 9, nobody here. It's 10 o'clock, nobody here. It's 10:30, nobody's here. I'm officially panicked. I decide this is not my responsibility, but I feel like somebody should worry. Maybe I'll be the guy that worries. So I text everybody, but everybody's here, we're ready to go. And by everybody, it's a pared-down crew, but we're ready to go.
I was very much in bed at 10:30 this morning. There is no question that I was still in bed. And my mode of...
So,
hygiene today was just getting in the pool.
Yeah, Danny got in the pool to clean up.
I have not showered.
It's delightful.
Chlorine does the trick, man. A little chlorine will clean you right up. Yep.
I just broke that news to Shane.
I thought it was weird when he took the bar of Ivory soap into the pool, but I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
You didn't leave a ring around the pool, did you, Danny? You didn't leave a ring around the pool?
No. I think I was fine. I don't sweat that much. But I'm just sweating out bourbon.
Describe where you're sitting. You can leave out the part about you guys wearing Speedos, but describe for our audience, paint a radio picture of what you're surrounded by, what it looks like, because the pictures look spectacular.
You want to start, Speaks, or do you want me to?
Yeah, no, I can start. There is a giant, I believe, 76 million pixel screen.
78.
Excuse me.
That's disrespectful.
Pardon me. I shorted them 2 million pixels.
I mean, Jesus.
So there's a 78 million pixel screen, video screen, with all the gambling odds on the left and the right, and then a giant screen, or giant square in the morning for the Red River Shootout, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 other games also visible on the screen around it. And there's three levels of pools and or jacuzzis filled with lots of dude bros drinking beer and cheering for whichever game they're watching and have bet on. And then there are scantily clad helpers providing...
Waitresses, I believe.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
Waitresses.
Yeah.
Cabana hostesses.
Cabana hostesses. I'm sorry. It's just...
Hot babe.
there's a lot going on here in terms of, you know, things to look at and not to look at. And the sun is here, and the capacity, it is happening today, Danny, much more than it was yesterday. Three levels of craziness, and there's a bar, and there's blackjack tables outside underneath the 79-pixel screen as well.
And it was a huge mistake for me after I got done bathing in the pool to go to the poolside blackjack table as they opened at 11 a.m. local time. I was just standing there waiting for them to open the table. So they're like, sir, it doesn't open until 11. I'm like, don't worry, I'll just wait for you guys at 10:52. And first person.
Were they giving out wristbands like it was Wrigley?
Yeah, there is a wristband for our cabana, but no, I was just waiting to play some poolside blackjack because you guys think I'm prepping for a Saturday show in Vegas.
Yeah, I sat down and played some blackjack with him, and my anxiety level was spiking. I was like, we're within 1 hour before the show, and I'm playing blackjack. This does not feel comfortable.
I've got plenty of takes, Speak.
I know you do.
We have takes galore, and it's going to be just fine. But I honestly got takes about that blackjack dealer. She was savage. She just one buy-in after the next. It was so quick.
Yeah.
And she just showed no emotion.
She smelled the desperation on you.
She really, really did. Just, you keep upping your bet size, and she's just taking it swiftly, and there was no apologies and four-card drawouts, 21s, and it was just... It's a rough start to the day. I'm just looking at it like it was a $400 breakfast burrito.
I think you were ruined. I think you were damaged since the trade deadline because Mitch said he was going to alternate you in the closer role, and he never did. And so he damaged you.
This is your transition to sports?
Your mechanics broke, and now here you are, letting a game get blown wide open in the playoffs. But we know that's not his situation. This morning, Blackjack, Danny, that's not your situation.
That is not my situation. Oh, God.
You are your resume, after all.
Thank you. I'm a Hall of Famer.
Which is why I used you in the eighth inning exclusively.
Spiegel, I'm going to bite. I'm going to bite on the Craig Kimbrel thing because I know you guys got to get rocking here in a second, but I'm going to ask you this really quick. Do the White Sox now have to figure out a way to configure their bullpen so they don't use Craig Kimbrel the rest of the way?
I was on that for this first series in its entirety. That when the margin of a five-game series is as thin as it is, that it should, in my opinion, be Kopech, Tapera, if you really need another righty, and then Bummer, and then Hendricks for as much as two innings. He can do that. He's done it before. He's a playoff horse. And, wasting time trying to get to him with a guy who's broken, no matter what you gave up for him, is folly. Kimbrel should have been a full-on skip whenever possible in this series. And yesterday he comes in trailing. But, look, if they're up 3-2 on Sunday night, And let's just say Dylan Cease is starting for the sake of argument, since he should be the starter. And it's Dylan Cease. And if they're up 3-2 after six innings, I don't want to see Craig Kimbrell. I'd rather you get through the seventh with Tapera and or Bummer. And Bummer, because Bummer didn't do a lot wrong. He gave up three ground balls, but the White Sox never shift. So, you know, I would a full-on skip of Craig Kimbrell in this first round was already what I was advocating. So, yes.
Did you guys understand any of La Russa's logic regarding Kimbrell, Kopech, considering that Yordan Alvarez was better against left-handers than right? All of his slash, every part of his slash line is better against left-handers. And
well, it's Kopech, the crochet is what you're looking for. Yeah, the crochet.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
No, I didn't
and
think
also
that,
the logic. I couldn't connect any of the dots. Did you guys?
No, I mean, we did some posts yesterday, and so the comments were coming out as we were kind of wrapping up the show.
Yeah.
And saying that they would have used Kopech if they needed him to win the game.
He wasn't being held out because of a Sunday plan.
That doesn't make any sense.
It makes it even more maddening.
Well, they had a lead in the fifth inning, and then even when they were tied at four, I don't know, zeros in a tie game, in a playoff game, would seem to help you try to win a game. So it was, I don't know, going down 0-2 without using arguably the most talented dude on your pitching staff is
not good management.
It's criminal. Like, no matter how you get there. Even though I don't think there was a good spot for him in game one. I don't think that ever came up. But in game two, there were plenty of spots you could have used.
Yeah, you could have started the fifth with him if you were worried about Lucas, who was about to go to the lineup the third time. Or you could have let Lucas try to fight his way through the fifth and then go to him. Or you could have just brought him in to go against Alvarez and the rest because Kopech is your best option. Bringing in Crochet for Alvarez when the three batter rule exists, and he pitched yesterday, and we know that his velocity goes down on a day two. I mean, look, they have to hit. We all know they have to hit. But a manager's got to help you be better than you are, be the absolute best version of yourself in the postseason. And Tony did not do that at all yesterday.
Well, we'll let you get on with the idea of discussing whether the Sox are going to have to fire Ricky Renteria again for the way the bullpen was handled.
Yeah.
So, exactly. Good luck. It is Parkins and Spiegel live poolside in Vegas with helpers. As Mr. Rogers famously said, always look for the helpers.
Look for the helpers. Oh,
that's
yes.
What Mr. Rogers said. Always look for the helpers.
I think most of the guys here are looking for the helpers. 100%.
I envy you guys. Have a wonderful show and make it through till 5 o'clock.
That is the goal, Rosie. Paul Wall's going to join us. It's going to be really weird for the
of
next
course.
3 hours.
He's going to fit us course. For. He's going to fit us for a grill in the middle of the and show. We're going to figure out how to do that on the radio.
God, is this going to be?
And when
great.
Danny tweeted out today, the bare naked ladies might join you. I don't know if they didn't know if that was the group or if that was simply Vegas being Vegas.
Stay tuned, anything? Rosie. Stay tuned.
All right, I will. Good luck. That's it.
Thanks
for listening, Suckage. We're the Parkins Spiegel pregame show. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. You had to set
things right. It wouldn't have been possible if we weren't here to be told how much we suck. So kudos to you guys for sucking as bad as we do.
Oh, yes. Wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
Wait.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.